Hi, this is Al Jardine, reporting in, reporting live from the recording studio in Burbank, California. Is that a good introduction?
That's great. That's great. And what are you working on there?
Well, I'm rehearsing with the Beach Boys right now for our upcoming tour, and which starts on the 24th of this month in Tucson, Arizona.
And did this tour arise as a result of working together on your solo album that was just released?
Well, I would say that it was beneficial, but more importantly, it's probably the direct result of having survived 50 years in this wonderful business of ours and having the wonderful music, Brian Wilson's wonderful music, to sing all these years. And I believe that probably has a whole lot to do with it. But yeah, they were gracious enough to contribute their time and vocal expertise on my ecological masterpiece, if you will, humbly so, called Don't Fight the Sea. And it's one of the great statements of hopefully the 21st century. Don't fight the sea, save the ocean, save the mammals and the creatures in the deep blue sea, and so on and so forth, because that is our heritage, and it's our, more importantly, it's our duty to protect these animals from extinction and from the egregious, I shouldn't say behavior, but I guess it is behavior, of men who and women who don't take care of their the waters, on either the Pacific or the Atlantic Ocean, where the marine sanctuaries are and which we need to protect. So I know it's a pretty long-winded answer, but edit that out later.
No, not at all. I was just curious, when did you become aware of some of these issues? When did you start getting involved personally in working on this cause?
Well, my friend and co-writer and originator, I should say, of the song itself, is a Canadian environmentalist, and he brought the issues really to my attention. I've always been aware of the relationship of man and his responsibilities to the ocean and to the seas and the waters. Mike Love and I wrote a song called "Don't Go Near the Water" way back in the 70s about the effects of pollution. But Terry Jacks, my Canadian partner and songwriter and friend, came up with this concept, and I anglicized it. I laughingly say I anglicized it, because some of the Canadian terms that I kind of translated into American. American English, Canadian English to American English. Anyway, but Terry's really was the spark plug for this thing, and then I just took it and ran, and the Beach Boys are the perfect stewards of the ocean. They should be stewards of the ocean, and they put their weight and merit behind it. And now the National Marine Sanctuaries Foundation is making a video to follow the single release and to be and to present it to the world on YouTube, with Sir Paul McCartney offering his service, his time and service, and on the video, and hopefully Katy Perry and Adele and people with recognizable impact that can help change the awareness. Every day, awareness of the predicament that these sanctuaries are in. Every day, 1,000 animals, mammals, like whales and dolphins and fish and seals, are caught in wayward fishing nets. Every day, I'm in Los Angeles rehearsing. I saw this morning again, another whale tangled in a fishing net. And so, we have to protect these creatures in the deep blue sea there.
You
so
live.
That's what it's all about.
You live very close to a marine sanctuary, don't you? In Big Sur, you're right next to the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Yes,
that must
exactly.
be. That, have you seen the impact on the environment up the marine environment up there?
Oh heck yeah, It's the first day a freighter pulled in, not a freighter, a passenger ship. The very first day that a passenger liner pulled into Monterey, California, he dumped all of his waste right in the marine sanctuary just before coming to port. So unless there's some kind of awareness and protection, well, fortunately, our Coast Guard did cite them, and they never came back again. As long as you have some kind of enforcement and some agency watching, then we can help protect the waters. But right now, the funding is being cut, or will possibly be cut, from the national marine sanctuaries, which are under NOAA, N-O-A-A, the National Organization, Atmospheric Organization. And the funding for sanctuaries is the first thing that's going to be cut. So that's why we're making the video.
Gotcha.
So there you are. It's pretty cool. I mean, but they caught that ship up in Monterey, and hey, you can't do that in our water, And so now we have to help the fishermen understand that these nets and craft that they leave in the water after they're done fishing, have to be taken, have to be removed. And there's a skipper who does whale watching boats in Los Angeles, right out of Long Beach. He goes out every day, and he's has special equipment to cut the nets off the whales. Maybe tonight on the tube you might see a story on it on CBS's news channel. And I was really impressed how many people are aware of the problem, but in particular these rogue captains that go out and actually have special permission from the state of California to actually go up to the whales and cut these nets off. And today they found, with all Dana Point, they found not only the net around the whale, but two sea lions. Sea lions and a couple of sharks all tangled up in the same net.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. I just want to talk about Glenn Campbell and his great performance on the title track.
Oh, yes, please.
A from California. Yeah.
Please tell me about it.
Well, everybody thinks he's some kind of disabled veteran or something, but boy, when he gets in front of a microphone, he just turns the light on, and he just, he's amazing. He delivers the goods. And the second verse is one of my favorite verses, I ever had the pleasure of listening to. And then as he is leaving the studio, I said, "Hey, Glenn, could you mind singing on another one? I think I think it would be better if I had your great vocal on it." And it's called California Dream. And he says, "Oh, yeah, I know that one. Let's do it." So he goes back to the mic, and in one take, he knocks out the second verse. I mean, just fantastic performance. And he's just a total pro, and I hope he keeps going forever.
Well, and you also got an amazing performance from Steve Miller.
Steve Miller on Help Me Rhonda. What a great artist! My God, I was so fortunate to have Steve and the late great Norton Buffalo perform on the album with their with their blues background. They just transformed it into like a good old R&B classic, And there's the version that the Beach Boys did on our Today album many years ago. So I had Norton pick up on that string, with that feel, and he played a Fannie Mae part for me on the harmonica. And then Steve put on his classic blues interpretation of Help Me Around It. So I was pretty impressed. He sings a great chorus in a second verse. So Lee Balzari, from the Chili Peppers, was good enough to come by and put on the bass on Help Me Around It. So it's like I seriously an incredible piece of music now. I mean, not that it wasn't before, but you know, it's just got a new groove, and it's can't wait for people to hear it.
Well, and that's one of the wonderful things about great songs is that they can hold up well, and sometimes even benefit from rediscovering them in different styles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's. I was pretty lucky to have those guys stop by. My gosh, you know, there's a, you know, and Neil Young did a beautiful, you know, second verse for me on a California Saga with Dave Crosby and Stills and him and the all of us and the choruses, and I mean, it's like, wow, how in the heck did that happen? You know, it's just being in the right place at the right time, I guess.
Did you have to pinch yourself?
Sometimes you get lucky.
Did you have to pinch yourself occasionally just to make sure you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm standing next to Dave Crosby and he's singing, you know, a great part. You know, and wow. Yeah, he still got it. They all have what it takes to make it even better. You know, that's in America. That's a groove. They put on one of my favorite songs called Driving. It's about driving up and down the coast, looking at the great places along the way, and you hear Brian Wilson come in on the second verse, and then America's singing the chorus against Brian's part, and it's, you know, it's just cool. You know, talking about the Ventura County line, you know, kind of like old surfing stuff, really.
Right.
And we put a lot of their song titles into the song, so it's whenever they're singing about things in their past as well, so it's really cool.
Well, and also, to be fair to you, we should say that you're no slouch on the guitar, and you play a pretty good piano, and you have a beautiful voice as well, and I'm sure you could pick up the bass and plunk out a nice part on the bass as well, so...
Oh, thanks.
I have a feeling...
That was my first instrument.
Oh, really?
I played bass on our first record, first recording.
Well, I guess that my point, though, is that you could have done this album... you know, in a totally different way, and it still had it come out really great. I think bringing these characters together probably transformed it into something that, at the beginning, even you probably didn't imagine, I guess.
No, I couldn't even imagine. Yeah, like it was, you know, and Alec Baldwin of all people, right? I mean, who would have thought, you know, you get Alec Baldwin to do a soliloquy, you know, for the ocean. There's a little interim piece called Typhoon Interlude that sets up, I think it comes out of Don't Fight the Sea, as I recall. I can't remember. It's either before or after, but it ties in beautifully with Alex. I call it the voice of God. I mean, who else can pull it off? I wanted either Anthony Hopkins or Alec Baldwin. So it was pretty cool, man.
That's
you see something else. It's amazing. It's amazing. What's the term? There's a literary term I'm drawing a blank on, but the way he pronounces words, you know, mm-hmm. erudite, is that the word?
Mm-hmm.
Erudition. Mm-hmm. Elocution.
Elocution.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Elocution. Wonderful. Boy, can he lay a? He can lay the emphasis on the lines where they belong.
Well, I also wanted to ask you a little bit about your visit to Long Beach. What precipitated that, and what are you planning to do?
Well, it's Record Store Day, and it's also Earth Day, interestingly enough, coincidentally. So it's kind of worked. It works kind of, it's got a two-edged event, I guess. It's but primarily it's motivated, obviously, by record sales, and it's a good time for an artist to go out to the old-fashioned, you know, quote, record stores and sell some vinyl and some CDs. It's just a nice thing to do, you know, and to celebrate Record Store Day, and in this case, Earth Day. There'll be like a little question and answer session, and I'll bring my acoustic guitar and maybe play a couple of songs, just meet the fans and hopefully spread the word.
That's wonderful. And the tour starts the following week. What's the schedule shaping up like?
Well, it's coming down to the wire, you know. The day after I'm down there at Fingerprints, I'll fly out to Tucson for our first show. Very shortly I'm out of here. So I'm glad I can be down here for the event, down in Long Beach at Fingerprints, because it's a great store. And Brian Wilson was down there recently with Jeff Foskett and I think Scott Bennett possibly went down there and sang a few songs for the folks when his album came out a short while ago. So that's basically how it works, you know. It's a good way to meet the fans.
Great. And how long is the tour going to last?
No, the Beach Boy tour?
Yes.
Well, it's debatable. Right now, it's roughly 50 dates around the United States and overseas. And we're talking about adding some more. We'll see how that goes.
Sure, sure. Well,
I think I've done it. I think I've said it all. I'm going to have lunch now.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Welcome to Long Beach in a day or two. And
and don't forget, John. Oh, I forgot to mention John Stamos. My old buddy Stamos is on California Dreamin'. He's playing bongos on California Dreamin', and along with Crosby singing a beautiful background part. And Glenn's doing a wonderful lead. Right. And I just sat back and listened. Anyway.
Well, thank you so much. You have a great afternoon. I appreciate your time.
Thanks. You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.